From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of October 12th, 2020.
I'm sitting alone on the banks of New River. Sitting alone while the water rolls by.
That's part of Banks of New River by Whitetop Mountain Band from Grayson County, Virginia, on the 2008 album Bull Plus 10%. While the riverside in that song is the setting for a broken-hearted lover's lament, a river is also a great setting for thinking about water-related conditions. How might the person in the song characterize water quantity conditions of her river? Have a listen for about 15 seconds to some thunderstorm and river flow sounds, and see if you can guess four kinds of information she'd want to know. If you guessed any of the following, you're right. Precipitation, stream flow, including flooding status, groundwater, and drought conditions. One need not be on a riverbank to find lots of information about these. Many organizations and tools are accessible online and in mobile apps to provide data on water resource quantity. This Water Radio episode introduces some key providers of such information. Website links to the providers are in the online episode notes. Precipitation data are available from the National Weather Service, part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. In Virginia, data are provided by forecast offices in Blacksburg, Sterling, and Wakefield, as well as the Morristown, Tennessee office, serving part of southwestern Virginia. NOAA also coordinates six regional climate centers that provide precipitation data. Virginia is in the southeast region. Outside of NOAA, volunteers in the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network provide precipitation observations. And NASA operates the Global Precipitation Measurement Mission, using satellites to measure precipitation worldwide. A primary source for data on stream flow and groundwater is the National Water Information System from the U.S. Geological Survey. Users of the system's online site can search by state for current and historical surface water and groundwater information. A nationwide map of flooding status is provided online by the Advanced Hydrologic Prediction Service, part of the Weather Service. The frequently updated map shows river gauge locations color-coded for current and predicted flood levels. Finally, a widely used source for drought information is the U.S. Drought Monitor, produced by the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. The monitor's maps show the percentage of each state falling within different levels of drought. Additionally, in Virginia, the Department of Environmental Quality coordinates drought monitoring and response. Much of the data gathered by these organizations are recorded remotely by instruments. But mobile devices and other technology are increasing the on-site data-gathering role of volunteer citizen observers, including those on the banks of many rivers, without, we hope, a broken heart. Thanks to Whitetop Mountain Band for permission to use Banks of New River. And we close with another music selection appropriate for up-close water observation. Here's about 20 seconds of Mountain Stream by Bob Grauman with Laura Langnick.
To rise before the mist is cleared, to chase the rainfall down the hillside.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.